Okay. Good morning. So I was talking to someone this past week at Joe on the Go, somebody in my life who I consider to be wise. We're talking about my life, and the wave metaphor came up, you know, being tossed about. And we all know that scripture. When you're not anchored to anything, you just kind of toss about in the waves. And pretty much sums up my life for some time now. One day I'm up, one day I'm down. So I started looking in the Bible. I just started searching the word waves. And the ocean metaphor is like throughout the Bible. So I saw in Isaiah 57, it says, "But the wicked are storm-battered seas that can't quiet down. The waves stir up garbage and mud. There's no peace," God says, "for the wicked." So yeah, waves stir up garbage and mud. I believe that to be true. Jeremiah 51, "Babylon drowned in chaos, battered by waves of enemy soldiers. Death throws like the crashing of waves." Matthew 8, 23 through 25, "Then he got in the boat, his disciples with him. The next thing they knew, they were in a severe storm. Waves were crashing into the boat, and he was sound asleep. They roused him, pleading, 'Master, save us. We are going down.'" So there's that fear. So I started thinking about anchors. What are the anchors in my life? And at the forefront was like, okay, well, I have school. That kind of anchors me. You know, I have to be somewhere. I have responsibilities. My kids, they kind of anchor me. Oh, LifeSpring, that's an anchor for me. I see some faces out here that at times I consider to have been anchors for me. But I'm still tossing about in the waves. So if I'm honest, I know that who the true anchor is, and that's Jesus. And I have that anchor on my boat, but I don't always utilize it, which is silly, I know. But being tossed around in the waves, it's not good. It doesn't feel good. It's not productive. It's a nightmare. But there are also some wave metaphors in the Bible that show God's character and his power. Isaiah 43, this is what God says, "The God who builds a road right through the ocean, who carves a path through the pounding waves." So today, I want to share this meal with you, and I want us to kind of think about the anchors in our lives and who the true anchor is. And I know for me today, I'm going to try to refocus and recommit to this anchor in my life. And I'm going to end with this because it gives me hope. This is James 1, 2 through 4. "Consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. If you do not know what you are doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. You'll get his help and won't be condescended to when you ask for it. Ask boldly, believing without a second thought. People who worry their prayers are like wind-whipped waves. Don't think you're going to get anything from the master that way, adrift at sea, keeping all your options open." So let's anchor ourselves in this meal together and just prepare for the week. Thank you.